she went to her first Britney hearing in November 2018. We recorded a Britney's Gram episode later that day, and our friend Chris Farah joined us.
So basically, there's been goings on with the conservatorship, and Tess found out that there was a hearing today at the courthouse in Los Angeles. And she showed up.
Yes, I did. It was at 10 o'clock in the morning. I got to court at 9 because I didn't want to miss it.
Oh, my God.
I put on like a court outfit. My husband was like, you're out of your fucking mind. I was like, I'm in this weird Venn diagram where I'm a Britney-obsessed, like, trained investigative reporter. So I'm like, I know how to get information out of courthouse. I go in and I just sit down. And like the bailiff and the clerk like kind of look at me and they just like keep working.
No big deal, but these days, we know the bailiff by his first name. What's up, Caesar? But this was Tess's first day in court, and she came face to face with the other guy who controlled all of Britney's money, Andrew Wallet. He was co-conservator of Britney's estate, along with her dad, Jamie. At this point, Andrew Wallet and Jamie Spears had controlled Britney's wealth for over a decade.
And not just the big stuff. They monitored Britney's little expenses, too, down to Pottery Barn purchases and Starbucks runs.
And at this court hearing, Wallet asked the judge to be paid even more.
But he was granted his petition, and he will be getting a raise. This is him getting
half a million dollars a year.
This motherfucker has just been attached to Britney Spears. I mean, who knows how Jamie found him?
This guy's salary suddenly goes up from at least $85,000 to just over $420,000.
Yeah, Wallet is controlling Britney's bank account, and he's paying himself from Britney's bank account.
And the whole hearing only takes about 15 minutes. It just feels wrong. Watching Wallet smugly saunter through the hallway after they're done, I'm pissed. And I think he can tell.
The whole time, this Andrew Wallet guy is just mad dogging me. He's just staring at me, and I'm staring right back at him. So that was my morning. And I just want to say, I did, somebody today asked me what outlet I wrote for, and I said, I have an investigative podcast.
Yeah.
I said that with a straight face. I said I have an investigative podcast.
Well, to be fair, you do.
To be clear, we had no clue that our silly comedy podcast would turn into this. Toxic. An actual investigative podcast.
But in a weird way, it seems like forces did collide to bring us this story. Right around this time, after the Wallet hearing, when we're already watching everything like a hawk, mysterious stuff keeps happening to Britney.
The beginning of 2019 was just thing after thing. Her Instagram posts are getting randomly deleted. Out of nowhere, Britney cancels her new upcoming Las Vegas residency and announces she's taking an indefinite work hiatus. And then, 2 days later, she disappears entirely from public sight. No Instagram posts, no paparazzi sightings, nothing.
We are coming up on the month anniversary of when we last spotted Britney.
Oh my God.
The last time we saw her at In-N-Out was on January 7th. We've not seen the bitch for a month.
Where is she?
Never in my